truth and live the truth here on Probe.
11:23 is the time. You're listening to WJTL, and live on the air this morning with me is none other than the lead singer of Casting Crowns, Mark Hall. Good morning to you, Mark.
Hey, Holly, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. So here in these parts, and probably most of the United States, it is back to school week. And
So,
I've been thinking about school. It's probably been a few years since you're out of school, maybe?
That's been a couple.
Just a few. So what was your favorite subject in school, Mark?
I was an art guy. So anything that let me draw, to the point that probably every other class I went to was sort of an art class, because that's kind of what I was doing. I was drawing pictures, drawing the person in front of me. I'm dyslexic and ADD, so school was not one of my better seasons.
Got it. Okay. But art was not something that you pursued then?
Yeah. I mean, I still do it.
Okay.
But then I started singing. My mom put me in the children's choir. And then music sort of came in there, too. So songwriting, I would have never thought about songwriting in a million years, just because, reading and writing was not my thing. But I started seeing that I was drawing words with pictures. And that's why my songs tend to be kind of visual.
Interesting. So your wife is the band manager. You have four children. And do they still go on the road with you? Tell us a little bit about your family, maybe what you guys enjoy doing together.
Yeah, they grew up on the road from the start. So I think Zoe was newborn when we headed out. We went on a Rebecca St. James tour, and all of them were out there with us. And so they've grown up on the road. So my son, John Michael, is my bass player now. And my son and his wife had their first baby this morning.
Wow.
And so it has been a crazy morning, but it has been an amazing morning. And so he's my bass player, and John Lincoln is now in the world, so we'll see what he's going to do next. Maybe he can play drums.
Awesome.
But my daughter, Reagan is 21, and she's just started Liberty University. I just dropped her off there last week and is still dealing with all that stuff that goes through a dad's head, you know. So I'm watching my princess go off to school.
Yeah.
And Zoe is 19. She just turned 19. And she works with Compassion International on the road with us. And then Hope is she turned 15 yesterday.
Awesome. So is this your first grandchild?
First one.
Wow. Are you
first
ready to
one.
Be called?
Everybody's telling me how awesome it's going to be. And I was like, being a dad was so awesome. I'm like, how's this going to work? So I haven't even got to meet him yet. I'm going over to the hospital here in just a moment.
Okay.
And I get to hold him for the first time.
Wow.
I'm so stoked.
Awesome. Now, do they have a name picked out? Are you going to be what? Grandpa? Something else?
I'm going to be Papa.
Papa. Okay. Awesome.
Papa. Now, if Lincoln decides I'm called, man, soap dish, I'm cool. Whatever he wants to call me, whatever he makes out of his mouth is what I'll be. So I'll be happy with whatever.
Oh, awesome. Well, congratulations to you. Now, Casting Crowns came together officially in 2003, but you've been doing music several years before that.
Yeah.
How do you, as a husband, father, stay relevant and refreshed, and how do you recharge? You're also a youth pastor and a lead singer of a band. How do you do it all?
Well, it's definitely not by myself. So for me, it is, if we do it as a family, we do it as a band. So when we're on the road, we have prayer time and devotions every day in the room we're going to play. We walk through the chairs and pray for people that are coming, because we know that as a band, we're not the point. We're here to point to the point. So everybody's hurting. Everybody's going through a hard time, and they really need some hope, and they really need to know that the hope is from Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. And my kids get to see that what dad does is not just on a stage. Like, this is who we are. So they know I'm a big dork, and they know that I do plenty of things wrong, but Jesus doesn't love me because I'm good. Jesus loves me because Jesus is good.
Hmm.
And they can see that for themselves too. And so that's what they've grown up seeing, is that mom and dad aren't perfect, but they love Jesus and they love them.
Awesome. And now you have a grandson who's going to be watching you
do.
As well.
And
awesome.
I'll never have to tell him no again. Never have to say no. Just give him whatever he wants.
Oh, you're going to love it, I'm sure.
I'm going to love it.
All right. Well, Mark, tell us about maybe the favorite song you've written, favorite song to perform, or maybe a song that you received the most feedback on.
Let's see. You know, I think the songs that stick out to me the most are songs that are just sort of deep in the CD somewhere. So years ago, there was a song called Somewhere in the Middle. That was a big one for me. And there's a song called The Altar in the Door. That's a big one for me. On this new record, there's a song, the record comes out this week, and there's a song called Song of the Broken Heart. And it's just a hurting person singing to a hurting person about the healing that only Jesus can give. And those kind of songs are big to me, big songs.
Hmm. Okay, so people are going to have to dust their CDs off, dig them out, and listen to some of those tracks that maybe they aren't hearing on the radio on a regular basis. So if I did my math correctly, 4 weeks from today, the tour kicks off, Casting Crowns, the Healer Tour, coming to our area October 14th, 7 o'clock at the Giant Center in Hershey. And I understand you have a birthday coming up before that time.
Yes, I do, on the 14th.
On the 14th.
I forgot about that. That is happening.
Oh, well, I'm glad to remind you. Special guests Kane and Ann Wilson. Now, there are, what, seven of you in the band, and three in Kane and Ann Wilson. That's a lot of people on the road together. Tell us what to expect
from
this.
And the girls? Well, the girls in Kane just had babies, too.
Oh, they did.
So they're going to be babies everywhere.
Wow.
Madison had her baby about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then Jordan had her baby, I believe, in the last few days. So, there's going to be some not much sleeping going on the tour buses at night. So
that's a lot. That is a lot for itty bitty babies to be on the road. Well, tell us what you're most excited about for the tour and what we can expect at the concert.
The thing I'm most excited about is knowing that everybody on the stage is like-minded. Mm-hmm. You know, Ann Wilson came and led worship for my youth group. I'm still a youth pastor here in Atlanta, and for my youth group about a year ago, and I got to see her heart. And then we toured with Kane for the Christmas tour recently, and just got to see that they're about Jesus and they're about the church, and that's a big deal to me. So I know that when we get on that stage, we realize we're not the point. We're here point to the point. And families are going through a lot right now. There's a lot of hurt going out there. There's a lot of information and misinformation and just craziness going on out there, and people need to know that Jesus is who he said he was, and that's what these songs are going to be about. They're going to hear stories behind the songs. You know, we're all kind of goofy, so there's going to be a lot of laughing through the night, but at the same time, man, Jesus is going to be lifted high. So if you've got a friend that doesn't know Jesus, they might be on the way, kind of on the outside looking in at who God is. This is the tour. Because all the words are on the screen. There's no secrets or inside jokes. Everything's going to be laid out plain.
We're talking with Mark Hall, lead singer of Casting Crowns, the band, Ann Wilson, and Kane, coming to our area in October. And if you'd like more details, visit JunctionCenterProductions.com. Mark, thanks so much for taking some time out. Really, you need to go meet your new grandbaby, and we will let you go.
That way.
Before you head out, give us just an intro. Set us up for the title cut of the Healer album, Healer.
One of the things I've noticed in Scripture is that when people came to Jesus, they seemed to be coming to Jesus for something instead of him. Like, they needed something from him. And when he would talk about being the living water, they would want him to give him some of that. And he would say, well, I can't give you the living water. I am the living water. People wanted the living bread. He goes, I can't give you living bread. I am the living bread. And his disciples asked him to show them the way. He says, I can't show you the way. I am the way, right? So what this song is reminding me and everybody about is more than something he can give us, we just need Jesus. We need the healer himself. And the person of Jesus is who goes home with you. You know, religion doesn't go home with you. Worldviews you can't pray to. You can't draw strength from a book. But Jesus himself is the healer.
Amen. All right. Mark Hall, blessings to you in your new role as Papa. And blessings for the tour kicking off here in just about a month. Thank you so much for spending part of your morning with us today.
Thank you so much, Holly.
All right, here's Casting Crowns, Healer on WJTL.